Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Ben and Deanna Malcor from Bay Area Realty and Berkshire Hathaway, located right downtown here in Green Bay. Man, I'd love to see those two places they just listed.
I know, right?
The one in Door County, especially right. With the Swedish barn. I've always wanted a Swedish barn.
That's an odd wish.
I know. Yeah. Most people, just the man on the street, just go stop that guy out there. Would you like a Swedish barn?
I would like a Swedish barn.
What makes it Swedish?
Swedes make a good barn.
No, it's because of the
and they use dowels.
They use the logs, but then they have that between the logs. It's that white
chinking.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, there's a lot of Swedish barns up there.
I love Swedish barns. But I'm a big fan of the Swedes.
Yeah, the food. Not
if I come back in a different life, if we can really do it, I'm going to be a very tall, blonde, good-looking Swede. Yeah. What?
Good luck.
What?
Keep dreaming.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
Life would be a lot better.
For all of us.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Amy.
Good morning. Welcome.
How are you doing? How's Oshkosh?
It's great. Yeah, it's great. There's so much happening. It's so fun. And I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah.
It's good to have you. You guys got big things coming up just down the road with EAA, of course. But the thing is, you know, until I started doing this job, basically, and really working with the Oshkosh people, that's pretty much what they hang their hat on. Wow, was I wrong? I mean, obviously, it's mind-boggling. It's one of the biggest events in the nation, really, that week. But you guys don't take many weeks off from just having some cool things taking place.
No, we don't. And I wanted to mention a couple of things quickly before we start, because Oshkosh, you know, we love to see when Oshkosh is on the map. So wanted to shout out Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah.
He is the Indiana Pacer that is Oshkosh native, played for Oshkosh North. And he's going to be in the Olympics on the basketball team, which is really
amazing. Wow.
Just so amazing.
Wanted to shout that out. And then I didn't know if you guys had seen this Forrest Gump character that's been running in all the parades.
Todd?
No, so this is so odd, Amy, because yesterday I was wearing a cap, and it was kind of a tall cap, and I've got a pretty big beard. And Mino says to me, "You look like Forrest Gump," right? And then I'm scrolling through social media last night, and there was this guy running down the street and talking like Forrest Gump. And I'm like,
really?
How did this happen?
Oh, my gosh.
You guys, you have to interview him. He's hysterical. So he is just a guy. Okay. He's from Wild Rose. I've been doing all this research on him.
That's where Dennis from the Glam Band is from, Wild Rose.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So in the Oshkosh 4th of July parade, before the parade started, he just dressed as Forrest Gump, the big beard. You know, when Forrest is just running,
yeah.
He just decides to just run. He starts running down the street as Forrest Gump. And so somebody's like, "Run, Forrest, run." Right. And he's running. And it turns out he's in parades all over the state. He has been in Elkhart Lake. He's been in Wasaki. He's been in Watoma, I believe. Where else? Hysterical. He's everywhere, and he's doing this just for fun. Like, it's
what entertainer.
Love to get him on. Yeah, why is he doing it? What's the purpose of the whole thing?
What motivates you to do that?
I was running.
Yeah.
And so somebody yelled, "Run, Forrest," and then he literally said exactly what you just said, Mino. He's like, "I just felt like running."
Felt like running. Yes.
Wow.
Love it. I want to see this guy. Yeah. I want to see this guy.
So I'll get Todd the info that I have so far. Channel 2 actually reached out and they want to do a piece on him because it's like, in my opinion, he's spreading joy to people.
Right.
It's absolutely.
It's just great.
Love it.
Like you mentioned, AirVenture is on the horizon. People are already arriving. I mean, things are happening. It would be great if it would stop raining. Just because there's a lot of campers, and if you can imagine, the ground is not exactly the most.
Well, I heard, was it with us, Dick Kopinski with somebody yesterday?
Yep.
And he was talking about a lot of people are coming in to set up their campgrounds already.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. They arrive and then they start coming. So my office is also our visitor center, and we start to get the people in. And I mean, they're around town. They're doing all the things. They'll probably be at Waterfest tomorrow seeing the ABBA cover band that is actually from Sweden. And I thought you just mentioned something about being wanting to be Swedish.
Yeah. Next time I come back, instead of being a short, whatever, Italian guy, I'm going to be a tall, good-looking blonde guy. And I'm going to be Swedish, and my name's going to be Sven.
Well, you it might is. Need to be at Waterfest.
Sven Lokala. Yeah.
Arrival, the band
is painful as in. That is, I'd rather listen to ABBA. No, I do. I like ABBA. I'm just kidding.
I used to have a crush on that one girl in ABBA.
Who didn't?
I know, right? I
mean, they're like the most attractive people ever. They're
absolutely.
Like you said, they're Swedish. They're beautiful.
Right. Can you hear the guns, Fernando? Todd, we got to play some ABBA today. Okay.
Already on it.
Thank you, buddy.
There's a lot to choose from.
Yeah.
They
Waterloo.
Did you see that in Mamma Mia? Dancing
right.
Queen.
Dancing Queen, absolutely. No,
but that Mamma Mia, that was all ABBA, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Mamma Mia.
That right? play was great.
Oh, it's terrible.
What? That was great.
The movie?
I didn't see the movie. The play.
Oh, I saw the movie.
The play was great. They just...
What? The movie was Amy. A little rough.
What'd you say, Amy?
The movie was a little rough.
The play
is amazing.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. She's.
Yeah, I did not like the movie.
Try to make Broadway shows into movies?
It never works.
Well,
they don't always translate.
No. I would agree with that. And I can't think of the name of it. Anyway, go on.
Sound of Music?
No, was it the Sound of Music?
Oklahoma?
No, it wasn't
Seven Oklahoma. Brides for
those
Seven.
Are all, the, huh? Those are all great.
You South saw Pacific?
All those? You saw those are great.
South Pacific?
No.
Mino in Sweden?
No, God.
Yeah, that one. Not that. Johnny Does Sweden? No? Okay. All right.
The movie about the whole New York AIDS.
Rent.
Rent. And when that went to a movie, it was hard because you kind of want to clap after, like, I like live theater because, and I think that's why people like live theater on the stage is the interaction with the audience and they get their energy. But that's weird to watch a movie and they get done singing. And it's like, you don't want to clap in a movie theater. That's weird. But anyway, I don't like Broadway, I think, should be live, and movies, I think, should be
okay, movies. Can I tell you something that I tried to watch that sucked? The only reason I did it is because you were so adamant that I needed to watch this, and I'm the only person that didn't watch it. Hamilton, when it was on TV.
That was on TV?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, remember it was like on Disney or something weird.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't translate.
No. I haven't seen it on TV, but that, now you've seen that, Amy, right? I mean, that's like awesome.
It's amazing. And they try to do these, and I have respect for this because it obviously opens it up to a bigger audience. If you can have it on TV or you can, not everybody can get to a Broadway show. Not everybody can, wants to do that, but it's just different.
I'll tell you what though, when we were at the Grand and we're just on stage there and just talking and goofing around, boy, I could just see some great performance there. The acoustics were so great. And just standing on stage,
you felt imagine like... being on stage? I mean, just it's great being in the audience because, the ambiance in there and you're right there and you're so close to the stage. But being on the stage, I mean, you've got a real connection with that audience. I'll bet you those performers absolutely love that because you're right. Oh.
Yeah. And the Grand, I mean, the audience is about 550.
Right.
So it's like it's such an intimate there's not a bad seat in the house. It's amazing. But we have to get you guys back in October when they do the haunted happenings. So I don't know if when you did your tour of the Grand, if they kind of mentioned the hauntedness.
We were there for a really long time. And we really explored the whole thing. And he said, next time we come down, we'll hit on that that aspect.
Yeah, they have these dowsing rods and they talk to the ghosts. And it's a whole thing.
Oh, wow.
It's a whole vibe.
And when are you? I saw a thing on the like a place card. When are you guys gonna have those jumping dogs?
What is that one called? I would love to take
my granddaughters to the jumping dogs performance.
I will send it to you. It's like the dogs of. Hang on, find it.
Did you see that on the billboard there when we were there?
Yeah,
in like the lobby.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let me pull this up here.
I would love. I think that sounds really cool.
It's there's a Jimmy Buffett
Yeah, it's coming up.
There is a Jimmy Buffett event coming up August 23rd.
Right.
Oh, cool.
So tickets still available for that, a tribute to Jimmy Buffett, which I think would be amazing.
Mutt's Gone and Nuts, then, right?
Mutt's Gone Nuts. That's the one.
April.
Mutt's Gone Nuts.
Oh, April. Okay. I got to see that. I want to bring my granddaughters to that for sure.
You should. You should. And then we should, like, get you on stage somehow is, I don't know.
There you go.
I would do that. I'd be the MC or something. I mean, whatever you need. I'd love it. But I'm going to do it. But I'm starting my transformation. We're doing a Swedish accent. We've got too much here. Look at this one.
Does that scare anybody that he says starting a transformation?
Just saying.
Okay.
I'm going to be tall and blonde. I'm going to be Swedish. And I'm going to be a Swedish hockey player. Yep. Like Pavel Nurmi. Some of those guys.
Okay. All right, Amy, what else you got?
Two other things happening in Oshkosh this weekend that people sometimes don't even realize are happening. And they're both, in their own right, the largest in the nation. We have Life Fest, which is one of the largest Christian concerts in the country. And that brings in tens of thousands of people out at Sunnyview Expo Center. They have amazing headliners. This kicks off Thursday, runs through Saturday. Just an amazing weekend.
That's unbelievable. And the bands you get, I mean, my kids would go to that. I didn't, but that Christian rock music, they get some people that are like major acts there.
They have King and Country. Their lineup is amazing. Go to lifefest.com, or you can, of course, always, for anything we talk about, go to discoveroshkosh.com. Give us a call at the Oshkosh Convention and Visitors Bureau. Tickets are still available. There's a Ferris wheel. There's games. There's a kid area. There's six stages. So, I mean, there's just music going on for 3 days.
Yeah, I just want to say something. Christian rock has gotten... Well, not rock, Christian country really has gotten unbelievably huge. Versus that comedian one time, he said, you know, I tried picking up girls by saying I was in a band in high school. And they'd say, what kind of band? I'd be like, a Christian rock band? And like, well, what's the difference? Like, well, we play rock, but we're not good.
It's gotten
better. And that has totally changed 180, hasn't it, though?
All right, what else? You said two things. What was the other one?
Let's have her come back.
Oh, you're going to come back. Come on back, Amy. Stay there.
All right, we're going to go out with ABBA.
Swen and the Mayor. Back after this. Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here tonight. Good looking Wednesday morning. 68 degrees in Green Bay, 70 in Appleton, 72 in Oshkosh. As I mentioned, I'm going to be working with the Fond du Lac softball weekend for the amputees, the amputee veterans, and the amputee kids on Saturday at Doc Spider Stadium, looking at 88 degrees that day. But we've got Jess coming up in a few minutes to talk more about that. But right now, we've got Amy Albright from Discover Oshkosh.
Amy, I want to just pick up a little bit more on Life Fest. I haven't been there for years, but it's just a very safe, fun, youth-driven. I mean, if people haven't gone to that, that's kind of a good thing for a group of kids to go to.
Absolutely. It's amazing. And like I said, alcohol free on the ground. So, I mean, a really just a different vibe than a lot of festivals might be. You know, if you're going to Summerfest, you're going to get a different vibe. Not a bad vibe, just a different vibe than you would maybe get at Summerfest. I mean, at Life Fest, excuse me. We have for King and Country, they are huge. The Newsboys, if you follow Christian rock at all, Christian music, I should say, they have an amazing lineup. And like I said, six different stages going on. So there's music happening all day Thursday, all day Friday, and all day Saturday. So, I mean, the weather looks great. It'd be a great weekend. You can buy a 3-day pass or you can just come for a day. So, you know, you can choose. They do a great job. Again, this is held at Sunnyview Expo. So this is like right as you get off of 41, as close as you can get to the Fox Valley, Neenah area, that side of town. So
cool.
Definitely check out Life Fest.
Do you have an attendance on that? I mean, that's an awesome event.
It's like 20,000 plus. So, I mean, it's a big deal. And it might even be, I just don't want to overquote, but it might even be north of that. So it's a big deal.
And again, just one more plug for that, because I do think that's that is the summer fest of you know, just Christian music. But kids can meet other kids there, too. It's just, it's a good group, a good environment. So anyway, I think that's great. What else? You mentioned two things.
Yeah. So on the same weekend in Oshkosh, on the opposite side of town at Brighton Acres, which is this amazing, it's not a Swedish barn, but it's a barn. It has this big, big volleyball setting. And we have one of the largest grass volleyball tournaments in the world. Oh. And it's called the Wapaka Boat Ride Volleyball Tournament. And people get confused because why is it in Oshkosh if it's called Wapaka Boat Ride? It started in Wapaka. They outgrew Wapaka. They've been in Oshkosh for years. The tournament began in 1984 in Wapaka. And this year they have close to 3,000 teams competing. And people come from all over the country. So, I mean, from Hawaii, from Texas, from all over to compete in this volleyball tournament.
How many people compete?
Three.
Yeah, almost 3,000 teams.
For a local volleyball tournament. Okay, yes. You guys don't do anything small in Oshkosh.
No, that's what I'm saying.
You have, what, about a quarter million people coming for Air Venture. You got 30,000, a million people, 40,000 coming for the thing. Right. And 3,000 for a local volleyball tournament?
Teams.
Wow.
Teams.
Or teams,
That's not the spectators. That's not all the things. So, again, a big camping event out there. They do a lot of camping. Obviously, our hotels this weekend are these are the weekends that people like me in the visitor bureau world, these are our Super Bowl weekends. We get very excited. So the fun starts at Wapaka Boat Ride on Friday. Friday and Saturday, there's entertainment. You can come out free of charge just to watch. Some of these volleyball players, I don't know if this is politically correct, but they're very attractive.
So, John's going to be there.
They're Swedish.
When I become a tall Swede, I will be there. Call me Luca. Luca Savolainen.
I'll be on
Oshkosh Northwestern. I'll have a picture of me just like this, like spiking one over the net like this. So then it'll be like, Swedish sensation.
Yeah.
Luca Pavolainen. Yeah. I'm telling you, you watch. Yeah.
All right.
So you want to check that out. They play at Brighton Acres, which is, again, basically south of town. And then they also have matches going on at Rev's Bowling. There's volleyball there in the bar in Oshkosh because they have to basically use any grass volleyball.
I'll bet.
I'm not a marketing guy. Well, actually I am. I would opt for a name change. It's a weird, weird name.
It kind of is. Got to be worth it. Amy, I didn't want to say anything. I don't want to be the guy doing that. The boats. So I'm thinking when we have our boat, we're going to take it to a pack for the chain of lakes and we're going to play volleyball.
Right. Yeah.
And the people that run this tournament honestly, people who are in the event world are some of the best people. They do a lot of this. I mean, I'm sure that they make money and I'm sure there's, you know, all of that, but there is so much work that goes into planning an event, setting up brackets for 2,800 plus teams. And, you know, these are teams that are registering like, you know, yesterday. So, and the event starts this weekend. So just a lot of sweat, blood, sweat, and tears that goes into this. What if it rains? What if this happens? You know, booking the entertainment, lining up the volunteers. There is just so much work that goes into this. So my hat goes off to
any event. And it's going to be it's really warm on Saturday.
Yeah.
Maybe. And you mentioned attractive people. We're going to be walking around there in little cut off t-shirts,
speedos,
stuff like that. Please, biker shorts.
Please don't show up like
God,
that.
I know.
Hey, Amy, is Oshkosh,
is
Oshkosh thinking ahead to the NFL draft, like what that could bring to the community?
Absolutely. So the NFL draft for us, one of the things we're really excited about that we're hearing. So the Green Bay community has just done an amazing job getting the draft here. The Green Bay Visitors Bureau, everybody at Lambeau, the Packers organization, have done press conferences and educational learning sessions for people like us who are in the vicinity. And it's largely a drive market. So for us, it's going to be huge because people have to basically, one of the routes to Green Bay is through Oshkosh. And so I think, you know, we're going to see a lot of traffic that way. Many people that come for the draft are from bigger cities where a 40-minute drive is nothing. You know what I mean? So for them to stay in a hotel in Oshkosh or to rent an Airbnb, you know, is going to be no problem. So really looking forward to that. We're huge Packers fans, and me personally as well, of course. And,
you know, and
I'm really sad about our gymnast leaving, but, you know, there's that.
But I think that's awesome because I think Green Bay.
He wasn't that good. Her husband.
She was.
She was great, but he was.
We would agree. We would rather retain her than him.
No,
but I think you're right. Like, Green Bay does benefit economically off the EAA and this. We have Brad Toll coming on tomorrow. He's the head of our VCB, or I guess it's called Discover Green Bay because it's called Discover Oshkosh. And he's going to talk to us about the economic impact, but it's so much greater than Brown County. I mean, it is going down to Oshkosh, and I think that's great. I think it's great the NFL draft is here, but I think it's really great that we're all going to make a little extra money that week. So, yeah. 100%.
Say hi to Brad for me. I love Brad. I think they call him the Tower of Tourism.
He likes that.
In Green Bay.
Hey, Amy, are you coming up to Green Bay anytime soon?
I should. I will be for the Packers season.
Oh.
Why?
But why?
I would love for you to stop at the place where the drive-in we're at and get some of that coconut scream, ice cream, whatever it is with almonds.
Do you need me to bring you some?
No.
Yes, please.
Lost a bet. Just lost $100 because he gained weight. Anyway, whatever. We're working on him. We want John to be around. I don't know, man.
We will see you at Waterfest tomorrow night. And if you show up in some sort of Swedish costume, there will be coconut ice cream for a year.
I will do that. Thanks, careful. Amy. Back with Bye. Jess after this.
Thanks, guys.
Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a nice Wednesday morning. Amy Albright from Oshkosh was outstanding, telling us about the great things they've got going on down there.
She's a promoter, and she knows what she's talking about. And a community needs that, right? You need a leader. You need someone who...
They have leaders.
And they, like you said, they do big events.
Huge
That's
events.
That's not 1,000 people.
No.
They bring it in. And,
unbelievable.
600,000 EAA, and then
and they promote
two major
the hell
events,
out of it. They do it right there. They 3,000, do it right.
3,000 teams in that volleyball.
Yeah.
Teams.
Yeah.
And then... Yeah, it's
all the respect in the world for what Oshkosh does.
And that's, like she said, there's a lot behind the scenes when you coordinate an event, any event.
Well, this person knows everything there is to know about coordinating behind the scenes. One of my best friends out there, Jess Wege from Fond du Lac. It is a special softball weekend at Doc Spiders Stadium in Fond du Lac, which is a really beautiful stadium.
That was fun.
It's a really beautiful stadium. And they've got a bar. Do you not have a bar there? Jess, do you not have a bar there?
Oh, we're in Wisconsin, buddy.
All right.
Yeah, that's true.
We've got beer for sale there.
All right.
They got great food, too.
It's great.
They do.
And it's going to be a beautiful day, but even if people want a little shade, I mean, you got a lot of up on that, second, third floor, they have, you know, covered places where you can sit in the shade and watch the game.
And there's some umbrella tables down along the side of the field. Yep, there's spots to get out of the sun.
Right.
Just tell everyone else out there what is going on Saturday. It is literally one of my favorite events that I have ever had the honor and privilege to be asked to be a part of. Go ahead and take it away.
Well, on that note, first of all, thank you again. Let's start with that. Can't imagine having anybody else announce the game other than you. So we love having your voice. We love having your personality up there.
You're welcome.
We're actually on our way to day number 2 of the USA Patriots Amputee Softball Team Kids Camp. We bring in 20 kids from across the country. This year I booked flights for a little kiddo named Justice and his mom all the way from Alaska. Mm. And these kids are 8 to 12 years old. They were all either born with limb loss or limb difference or had something traumatic happen to them. One of our little buddies this year was 3 years old. toppled over the side of a pontoon, got sucked underneath, and lost his leg to the propeller. So,
oh my God.
That just puts something in perspective right off the bat. But these kids come in, and then our USA Patriot guys work with them as coaches and mentors, and they teach them the game of softball. But, of course, it's so much more than that. It's helping these kids realize they're not alone out there. They step on that field. There was 19 other kids just like them. And I've already heard it from parents this week. We had a little boy here right now who never wore shorts, never, ever wore shorts because he wanted to cover up his leg. He now has been wearing shorts. He got back to the hotel yesterday, threw on a swimming suit, jumped in the pool with all the other kids. You can already see he's gaining that comfort and that self-confidence. And that's really the underlying goal of what we with USA Patriots.
Wow. And describe the guys and the women and everybody that helps make that camp what it is and what their backgrounds are.
Mm-hmm. So all of the USA Patriots are military veterans who sustained limb loss while serving our country, obviously. Most of them lost limbs directly during combat. A couple others might have been home on leave and ended up in a terrible car accident or a motorcycle accident. But these guys travel the country spreading that message of hope and perseverance after tragedy. And their goal is to raise money through these weekend events to then put these kids' camps on every year. This is our 11th annual kids' camp in Fond du Lac here this summer.
20 years
well,
ago.
Not in Fond du Lac, sorry, yeah.
20 years ago, I'm sure you would have no idea you were doing this. Can you describe how you got involved and how your world changed and this now became your world?
Yeah. So my brother, Josh Wagge, is an original member of the team. And so when the team would be traveling close to Wisconsin, our family would try and go and watch.
But go ahead and give Josh his background, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, Josh's background. Well, you know him. You do it. No,
you have a better voice.
Josh is your buddy, right?
Yes.
Josh joined the Marine Corps straight out of high school. He was serving over in southern Afghanistan, and while on a deployment, he got hit with an IED, and that took both his legs traumatically right there and on that spot. So he actually is only here today because the Navy corpsman in his vehicle, which thank God he was in his vehicle, was able to get 3 tourniquets on one leg, 4 tourniquets on the other. Otherwise, honestly, Josh would have bled out if that corpsman hadn't been there. So he went to Walter Reed, did his rehab. Someone approached him about this softball opportunity, and that got Josh on the team, and then things have just rolled from there.
Because Josh had been an athlete.
Josh is a fabulous athlete. Yeah. It's so crazy to watch him with 2 prosthetics doing his dance and moving around in the outfield. It's amazing some of the balls he can get to.
And I just have one more question before I turn it over to Jim. Tell the story about your husband.
Yes. So through the team, when we would travel to watch them, I think it was actually my husband that pulled a hamstring or got hurt when I was just there watching, and I'm a physical therapist. So then the bells kind of went off in everybody's head. They're like, oh, wait, Jess, can you help him? And I said, absolutely. And that turned into me becoming a staff member with the team. So I met my husband through the team. He was in downtown Baghdad when he got injured. He was in a Humvee that, Thankfully, the week before, got more armor on it because he probably wouldn't be here today had that not happened. So he also lost his left leg below the knee in that explosion, and he too is an original member of the team. So he's usually plays infield. Sometimes they have him in the outfield. Because he's very versatile. He can play anywhere, even though outfield's not his favorite.
So we've got the games coming up. And describe that. We've got a doubleheader basically taking place.
We do. Oh, man. So the gates will open at 11 o'clock at Playmore Park is where camp is being held throughout the week. At the Fond du Lac Dock Spider Stadium, the gates will open at 11 o'clock. The kids' campers will play each other, showcasing all the things that we have worked on throughout the week. They will be playing at 11:30, and then at 1 o'clock, our USA Patriot guys are taking on the Ghost Players from the Field of Dreams, which I'm pretty excited about.
Outstanding. And this is, you know what? People will be amazed at the talent level of these guys.
Oh, absolutely. So when they travel the country and play, they're not playing other amputees. They're playing other able-bodied teams. And we actually, just last weekend, were out in Bismarck, North Dakota for the McQuaid Charity Softball Tournament. It's the world's biggest charity softball tournament, upwards of 450 teams in one weekend. So there's tons of different levels. But it's a very intense, very competitive tournament, and our guys took second place in it last weekend.
Jess, you know what I thought was great last year at the end of the game? Other than me leaving my notebook there and you having to run back and get it 2 hours later.
Other than that,
was these little kids in the dugout getting these guys' autographs. I almost got teared up because it's like, you want to talk about people you want these little kids to get autographs from, and it would be those guys. I got goosebumps right now thinking about that.
Yep. Oh, I love that. That is a neat memory. Yep. And that happens a lot. And even these kids, you know, our campers, like I said, they have the camaraderie of other children, but they have these guys working with them and to look up to. You know, they look at them as almost kind of professional softball players that travel the country, and then also they're military heroes, and what better coaches and mentors to have for these kiddos. And even the parents, they get such a great support network out of all of this after camp too. And yeah, these guys, they really are. They're so great with the kids, like so great with them. It's just fun. Even if anybody wants to come out and just watch camp, watch the experience of how these guys work with the kids. It's totally worth making a stop.
I'm with Jess Wege here, Fond du Lac softball weekend for the Patriot amputee teams and the kids. Jim?
Yeah, you have two major, major things going on here, right? You got the baseball game, but I want to talk more about that, those 8 to 12 year olds that are amputees.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you know, it sounds like you might realize what you're doing, but they're going to make friends for the rest of their lives there.
Yeah.
They're going to have a support network that, you know, Johnny and I talk to people who are struggling. A lot of times they struggle because they don't have a support network. And I think you're bringing that with, they can meet another 10 year old kid, and whether they live in the same state or city, that doesn't make any difference today. You know, you can Zoom, you can talk anytime you want. But then I think the families need to get some support too. You know, there may not be a lot of support in a certain community for amputees. It's like, oh, so that's the guy. I just think that that's great. And I would, you know, I think people can donate to both, but I think that kids camp that you're doing is just, I can't thank you enough for that. I think it's just awesome. The lives that you're saving.
Totally agree.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I get a lot of great feedback from parents and a lot of thank yous from parents regarding that. You know, when they go home in whichever state they come from, their only knowledge of how to help their kid is based off of maybe some research they do on their own or just whatever their prosthetist has told them. And so here, now they might look at these other kids and talk to these other parents or even talk to our guys and go, wait a minute, what's that prosthetic? Or wait a minute, what's that suspension system? So the way the prosthetic attaches to the limb, that type of thing, different materials, all of that can really go a long way into just kind of helping educate the other families and helping them then better help their child. And if you're a parent out there, you know how that goes. Mama bear, papa bear, I mean, everybody wants to do the best they can for their child, but you can only do what you know.
Jess, even what, again, Josh has been very big in helping with the development of, from the time I first met him, when he had his first prosthetics, to what he uses now, is incredible. The gains they've made, isn't it?
Yes. It's unbelievable. The leg that he's currently in, he goes out to Greg Davison in Washington, in the state of Washington, and that's actually the majority of our guys on the team now have, they call it a Greg leg. Greg is a private prosthetist that kind of took some that were out on the market and adapted them in his own way. And every one of the guys that wears it, it's so much more lightweight than other ones they've worn. And the energy return mimics, they say it's the closest to what they used to have. So it's really made leaps and bounds.
Jess, before we wrap up here, a couple of things. I want you to give a shout out to some of these sponsors. But I also, if people want to donate that can't go, may have plans for the weekend. Some people might be going out of town, but they still, I mean, what you're doing here is so unique and just so incredible for a life.
Thank you.
Yeah. But how can we help?
Well, clearly any donations are always very helpful, but man, we've got a community that has really come together. We have had every single one of our lunches donated by local restaurants. We've had Backyard Grill and Bar throw in wings. We've had Culver's donate 100 kids' lunches. Today, Sweet and Salty Pig out of Fond du Lac has given us a taco and nacho bar. Thursday, Jersey Mike's gave us a bunch of subs. Friday, we have some Gilly's mac and cheese coming. We have Annie's Fountain Cafe catering, bringing us sliders to supplement that and some fruit salad.
Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
I love it.
And they get asked a lot, and they can only pick and choose so many.
Phenomenal. For them to line up for you,
and I just speaks well of your organization.
Yeah.
So once again, I'm sorry, go ahead, Jess.
Yep. Sorry, I just want to get a couple more out there. I don't want to leave anybody out. Sunset on the Water. Maria over at Sunset hosted us last night for this phenomenal chicken dinner, and we had the most beautiful sunset on the lake. Like, it could not have been more picture perfect. Tonight, I have some family friends hosting us on their family farm, and their son-in-law, Jared Heberer Brothers, they donated all the brats and burgers and hot dogs. I mean, they got to have a good Wisconsin cookout, right? They're coming from all across the
nation. Absolutely.
I know. And then Lair's Meat Service donated 30 pork steaks for our Sunday team dinner, and they donated a bunch of, I think, 30 pounds of pork for barbecue pork sandwiches at Elkhart Lake tomorrow.
Oh my God.
I know. It's insane. It's insane. This community has really come through. The big sponsors, my platinum sponsors, we have Gloria Keg. We have this 15-year-old boy who started Yum Yum Rolls LLC. He makes cinnamon rolls with his grandma's recipe. His name is Aaron, and he himself donated $5,000 to make sure a kid got to come. He was here in 2021 with his sister. It's unbelievable.
Jess, we got to wrap it up. I just have one last quick. We'll promote this for the rest of the week, but one last quick question for you. Did your husband have any adult beverages the night the Wolverines won the national championship?
Oh, my gosh. He was there, John.
No!
He got to be there. Yes, you're going to have to talk to him about that.
Oh, I will talk to him about that. Oh, I can't wait.
That is a whole other story.
Oh, I love it. Jess, thank you so much. We'll be in touch, but I definitely will see you Saturday.
Appreciate you guys. Get your butts in the seats on Saturday.
Absolutely. Jess Swaggy, thank you so much. Mino and the Mayor back after. Hey, thank you very much. Wrap it up here, Mino and the Mayor. Once again, Fond du Lac hosting the USA Patriots annual Kids Camp Weekend. I'm just going to read the press release. Having grown into the largest program since 2014, we're able to bring 20 children between the ages of 8 and 12 with amputations or limb loss for a week-long camp, all expenses paid. The veteran service coaches and mentors for these children, teaching them adaptive techniques and life lessons. There's amazing power through putting heroes on a field with children, all of whom can relate to living a life without limbs. Saturday, July 13th, game day doubleheader, free admission to everybody. Doc Spider Stadium in Fond du Lac, which I mentioned is really cool. The gates open at 11. Kids camp game starts at 11:30. Right after that, the USA Patriots versus the Field of Dreams Ghost Players, which will be at 1 o'clock.
And to donate to this, if you can't go, and you should go to that because we had a great time last year. But they have a Facebook page, right? And maybe just read that.
So Facebook.com/ USA Patriots Athletics for more information. Facebook.com/ USA Patriots Athletics.
All right.
Wonderful, wonderful,
this has been
wonderful
a fun
organization.
Show. We went from that.
Man, we had
brains,
some great people on
I know.
Here.
Wow.
Again, and every person that came on was cooler than
and
us.
That, we got to get used to that.
I know.
That's just the way life is.
I know.
Now, did you, during the commercial break, I was listening. Schwabba has a big time guest coming in tonight.
Who's that? Oh, Todd. That's right. Sorry.
I totally forgot about that till I heard the promo.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm glad I, yeah.
And what are you going to be? I mean, Pete Schwabba is, people
you,
know.
If you haven't heard his show, folks, you got to listen.
Statewide.
It's a great show. And I love just dropping in and just.
Yeah. He is very knowledgeable in the arts, the movies, music. His resume is unbelievable. LA, he's done a couple movies. What are you doing tonight, Todd, on there?
Gonna talk about ghost hunting in Wisconsin.
I'm not shocked.
I am. Neither am I. And I'm sure that will be very entertaining because Pete is such a good host. And you got some stories you're going to be sharing on your favorites.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about theories and some of the locations that we've actually investigated. So it should be fun. It's about 7:30,
Amanda wants
I guess.
To jump in.
Oh, okay.
So I was editing the footage at the Grand.
Yeah.
And I sent this to Todd because there's a part where I wasn't moving my camera. There was no change in lighting. But one part of the screen changes to like a very coldish color for just a little bit. I thought it was really cool. I sent it to him because he's the expert.
Todd, you've investigated that place, right?
Yeah. And there's definitely stuff there. I don't know. I'd have to look at that a little bit closer and go frame by frame. So I don't know exactly what it is. I always side on the speculation side or, you know, but we'll see. I'll have to take a look at it.
I think Jim is skeptical.
Jim will be skeptical.
I'm covering my, I don't want to be laughing in front of him. Jim will be. This is his thing.
All right. So let me ask you something, Jim. When you die, are you dead?
No.
What happens?
No,
what happens?
I'm going St. Peter.
Wait a minute.
See all these people.
What goes
I'll
to
go
St.
see
Peter.
John.
Well, you're going to visit me?
I'm good. On the way up.
Jim, okay. Isn't that your spirit that does that?
Jim? I'm not arguing the thing. I'm not arguing the...
Yeah.
I'm not a skeptic.
Okay.
But I'm not all in.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Let me ask you this.
Oh, it'd be nice.
This is the first question I ask somebody who says that.
Aha. Uh-huh.
The triune God. Father, Son, and what?
Yes, the Spirit.
Holy Ghost.
Spirit, ghost, yes.
I remember when they changed that from ghost to spirit.
Because it scared all the kids.
Yeah. That's why. Yeah. That's a true story. Yeah. I remember them changing that.
I was afraid the spirit was going to scare me.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
I'm a believer.
No, I think that's cool. And like I said, I live in an old neighborhood and there's houses that are.
Let me come
and
investigate your house.
No, I don't want
come
that. Because if you find something, then my kids get freaked out. No.
Come investigate my apartment.
Scare my dog.
The one upstairs.
His 2-year-old apartment. Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot.
You just pick up after you leave.
There's something lingering, but it's not a ghost.
I don't know
what the smell is. There is a smell there. I need somebody else to come in there and just.
That is ghost
tell
smell.
Tell me what smells. Something smells.
Ghost smell. Yeah.
There's a salmon can open under the bed or
something. Might be.
He doesn't even have cans. He gets those packets.
Easier to open. Yeah. A lot easier to open.
Did you get a cleaning service?
Not yet.
Okay.
But I'm looking for
one.
Have
you done the sleep apnea?
I have not yet, but I'm going to.
Okay,
I'm
Johnny.
We got to stay on him about this.
We do.
I'm going to.
You're gaining weight. And
no, I'm not.
Drinking a lot.
I quit drinking.
Did you? There's nobody around to hold you accountable. So you live alone, and we see you 3 hours a day. There's 168 hours in a week, and I'm. Let's see. How do I want to say this kindly?
I'd say be careful with what you say. Lars, my Swedish 6'4" friend is lurking.
I worry about the other 150 hours.
Yes.
But, all right. Well, no, that's good. All right.
But all good food.
You did
so
yesterday.
Whole new me.
Okay.
I said I was going to get through vacation, do whatever, and then it's a whole new me. You're going to be shocked at what I look like in a couple of months. Shocked, I'm telling you. Yes. I am shocked, that there is gambling in this establishment. Here you're winning, sir. Oh, thank you very much. What movie? Casablanca. One of the greatest movies of all time. You know that.
Yes.
Todd, nice job at setting up all our guests today.
You got it.
Yeah.
They were great.
And tomorrow, I think it's going to be interesting to get, been on a year. We haven't had Brad Toll on, and. We've had people on from Appleton and Oshkosh. They're VCB people, and now Brad's the one here in Green Bay, and he's going to talk about not just the NFL draft, but kind of what's going on in Green Bay, and I think that's of interest to our listeners everywhere.
I think I went to school with Brad.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think he's from here.
In Laconia?
Are you sure?
I thought he was from Minnesota.
I don't know.
Okay, we'll find out
tomorrow. We'll find out tomorrow.
Yep. Is it Lasonia or Laconia?
Laconia.
Laconia.
Lasonia is a golf course out
there. Okay,
there
is a Lasonia, though. Yeah.
Yes, we'll find out tomorrow. I thought he was from the Twin Cities, but I'm not sure. You would probably be right. But anyway, that'll be interesting. Tomorrow's gonna be a fun show. And then of course, Friday we have is Dennis back?
I don't
Florida?
Think so.
Dennis is not back this week.
But okay. We're not going to do that this
the
week.
The Chocolatiers.
Dinner.
Yes.
Oh, we are.
We are. The Chocolatiers are coming in for a little acoustic rock and roll.
Okay.
That will be fun. All right, and you're going to handle that because John and I are looking at each other like,
No, I think that'll be fun.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
That'd be great.
Okay, no, that'll be great. That'll be outstanding. Oh, very cool. But, another thing with all the stuff going on in this area, the thing I like about this show is, normally Green Bay stations aren't dealing too much with Oshkosh or Fond du Lac or whatever. I like the fact that, we're in Oshkosh with this, so we can promote those things because step outside of Green Bay, folks. There's stuff going on around this community that is mind-boggling.
And we talk about the 41 corridor. We are all connected.
Yeah.
And you look at what's going on just with Life Fest, and then, of course, EAA coming up, and then the Mile of Music, you know, that's been announced.
Or if you like volleyball and good-looking people, there's, what, 15,000 of them going to be walking around Oshkosh? Todd will be out there with his hat and his beard.
Yeah, maybe a cigar.
All sitting there. Gleasoned up or whatever you say.
What?
Sheen.
Sheen.
I glisten with a nice sheen. I glisten with a healthy sheen. Okay. There's a difference between healthy sheen and not healthy sheens.
All right.
When we're picking up garbage down there, you had an unhealthy sheen.
Okay, we'll sheen you tomorrow.
Just being on it, we'll sheen you tomorrow, too. All right, this has been Lars and the Mayor. Back tomorrow. See ya.